Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part two of Grey's Academy. The song is We Are Never Getting Back Together, Never Ever Getting Back Together. And it's a fun fact that you all should know that Lizard is short for Elizabeth, as per my Instagram story. And the average person swallows 8 5G cell phone towers in their sleep every year. That's your interesting fact of the day. Grey's Academy, two favorite hosts. I'm Carmen. She's Kelsey.
You good?
Fun horse fact. No horse has ever climbed the Eiffel Tower. This is because France is not real.
You guys, when we were off air, he also was saying these to me. So now we're just doing it a second time.
So a flight attendant to a airplane goes, do we have a doctor on board?
Mm-hmm.
Person goes, I have a PhD in mathematics. And the flight attendant then says, one passenger is having a heart attack and one passenger is having an asthma attack. The person nods, that makes two. Thank you. We'll be here all day. My algorithm is on fuego. You know, the Canada one didn't give me a... No one's really reacted to the Canada one. Did you see the Canada one that I posted?
I don't know. Which one was that?
It says, Canadian. Let's watch a movie.
Oh,
American.
Yeah.
American. Have you seen Titanic? Canadian. What's that about? American. Yes, it was a huge one that sank.
Because it's, what's that, a boat?
It's what's that about, but it's they're saying it in Canadian.
Right, which would be a boot, which is still not quite a boat.
No, a boat. Okay. Also, the size of Jupiter one definitely was also hilarious.
That one was funny. Size of Jupiter, Jupiter for reference. Jupiter for scale, sorry.
For scale.
Okay, so we're going to start this episode with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! We are never getting back together.
We have two.
The doctor.
Witch doctor.
Well, I don't think there were any witch doctors on this episode. Kelsey's dead. Kelsey is deceased. She's completely.
I hate him so much. I'm so tired. And I
Come
just
on.
Keep doing this. It's, I only have myself to blame.
Dr.
Because
Kit.
in his defense, he's always doing the same fucking shit. And I'm just always coming back. like
Kim Kardashian?
No, don't. Don't.
Dr. Kenzie?
No.
No? So there's a different doctor.
Yeah, both of these are a bit tricky. They're both kind of just...
Okay, hold on, I can do this. One of them is the doctor that was talking to Christina in Zurich that says, I would like your research. And she says, yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yes.
Okay, great. The other one is... It is... I don't know.
The airline clerk who sells her
yes!
the ticket.
Yes, I knew. I even in my head, I said this is an obscure part. They're gonna have a point. Okay.
Yes. So the man who plays the doctor is Dar Dixon, and he was in 3 episodes of Scandal. And the man who played the airline ticket purse agent was also in 1 episode of Scandal. There you have it, folks. That's
Dar.
Living in Shandaland.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's talk about the big beefy beef of the situation.
Yeah.
Christina and Burke are never getting back together.
Okay.
How many people were excited about me watching this episode is what I want to know.
A lot of people, they were like, he's never going to see Burke's coming back, which was correct.
Which was correct.
What do you think about this storyline? Like, remove the Burke from it. What do you think of this storyline for Christina?
I don't love it.
Because what don't you love?
She's never once expressed interest in running a hospital. She loves doing surgery. She loves being a surgeon. she wants to be the best surgeon.
Burke is still doing surgery.
Right, but he's running the this is my hospital.
Right. They don't really give us, I think what we're supposed to think is this is so different because they're in the land of universal healthcare. So there's just so much less bullshit. They don't have to do government funding. They don't have to, you know, jump through all of these hoops and have all their bullshit. So I think I see what you're saying, but because they show us him doing surgery and he's like, I've been working on things, like I've been doing all of this research and surgery. Like, I think we're supposed to see it as different than like when Weber is chief and bitching about everything.
That to me is a stretch of things that if you did not tell me, I would never have thought about.
Okay.
The universal healthcare piece, the no government funding piece. I would never have gotten there.
Well, says you don't have government funding and he says, I don't need it.
Well, but I assume that was because he has the backing of some billionaire privateer.
Yeah, but I think it's just kind of like the combination of those two.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I wouldn't have combined the second piece. I would have just been on the guys loaded. So, yeah, I mean, I think the only beef I have with it, if I'm forcing myself to remove Burke from the situation, it's Christina has never once expressed interest in the administrative side of things. And it felt like Burke, when he says, this is my hospital, leans into also the administrative side of things. Yes, there's this is the 3D heart printing thing, obviously. Freaking just so dope. And that makes sense. Like, that's a cool payoff. Also, the second time around, I watched the dialogue, and that makes way more sense than the first time. I was like, really? It's like a 3D. It's a graphic. It's like Tony Stark has had this technology that he built in a cave forever. So, yeah, it was an interesting storyline.
I just like, because they don't show us him doing like any administrative stuff, I just don't think we're supposed to think it's a one for one on admin stuff.
That's fine. I'm going strictly off of the him saying this is my hospital.
Right.
And he can't be a full-time surgeon and run the whole hospital.
But maybe he means like, this is mine. Like, I get to dictate what we all do with our time and resources.
That still feels like a lot of administrative pieces to me. That's just my takeaway. Mm-hmm. However, from the other side of things, again, removing Burke, the access to do her trial piece, 49 printers, she wants to print a fully functioning human heart.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Especially with the context of she didn't get the Harper Avery and they have a conversation about how the Harper Avery Award, I mean, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He says that, man, like, be glad you didn't win because it's crazy what I went through. And then he's like, well, you should want to win it because it's the validation of your peers. He talks about both sides of his mouth. But when he talks about, well, you didn't win the Harper Avery, so is it even going to be financially possible for you to get funding to do this next piece? And you have such ambitious goals. From that standpoint, I understand the lure of having a whole hospital to do the rest of the research and not worry about funding. But the other pieces didn't make sense to me, if I'm looking at it through my scope specifically.
Okay. So then what do you think this would mean for Christina, prediction-wise?
Well, maybe this is her leaving now. This is her leaving for good. With the exception of coming back randomly because she loves Meredith. But yeah, I mean, I think that this is maybe the end of the line. I think she takes it. It might also be another misdirect because technically at the end, she doesn't say that she's taking it. It could also be something where they appeal the Harper Avery Award. She wins it and she gets the funding and she's able to accomplish what she wanted to do without having to go to Zurich. But she also was like, I love Zurich, even though it's clearly a terrible
Oh my background. God, the worst green screen anyone's ever used in their entire lives.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I really, it's hard. I don't know. I went from not knowing what the storyline, that the storyline was coming to, wow, this is here. Now what? But we, going back to the Burke of it all, like, we do get a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of great dialogue. There's like.
Yeah, there is. It does feel like there's a bit more closure.
Lot of
with
closure.
The Burke, because we didn't see that when he left her at the altar. He just left.
Yeah. I didn't see any of it.
So it is, I think they handle that well as far as like get providing that closure to both Christina and the audience. Again, Isaiah Washington sucks, and we know that now in the year 2026. He was sneaking and lying to everyone in the year 2014 and being like, don't worry, I'm definitely not a bigoted conservative homophobe, which were all untrue facts.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of it, so I haven't even, I have not only not seen the things he said, I have not seen him lying about the things that he said, and I've also not seen anything that he's done or worked on since then.
Yeah.
So, I know I mentioned that I thought it was Russell originally. Obviously, when it's revealed to be Burke, it's this whole to-do. It's dramatic, the music, everything. There is a piece in the dialogue that I love when he's like, she's like, oh yeah, the last time I saw you, we were in the same room. I was wearing a white dress. You left me at the altar and you fled the state. And he goes, a follow-up to that would be difficult.
Delicate. Yeah.
And he doesn't even try to address it. It sucks because I like his acting. I like his character.
It does suck so much when like the writing and the performance is so good. And you're like, why do you gotta suck so bad? Because, like, it is such an interesting character, and it would have been so cool to, like, just explore that character more. And, like, ultimately, I do think it's good that he and Christina were not together, because I do think, to her point, she needed to kind of be able to find herself and stand on her own and, like, figure out what that meant for her, both as a person and a surgeon. But it's hard because, like, he's just such a compelling actor to watch and such a compelling character to watch. It sucks. It sucks. I'm like, why can you just not be shitty? Like, I'm just like, I'm asking so little.
It's
like,
true.
Just don't be shitty in general, but just like also don't explicitly be shitty to your cast and crewmates on this show that is like giving you this huge career.
Yeah. I don't remember if I said that Burke was one of my favorite characters, but I feel like I remember really liking Burke back when he was on the show, which is a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely, again, he's like so compelling to watch. They write him so well. The dynamic between him and Christina was always really wonderful. Just as like, even if they weren't like meant to be together, even if they weren't like, when you kind of look at it, pulled out a bit, even if they weren't really bettering each other, they were just kind of like, it was difficult, but they did it so well that it was so interesting to watch all the time.
Am I allowed to Google Isaiah Washington at this point?
I wouldn't.
Okay. I want to see some, can you just like send me screenshots then? I just want to see some of the things that he's saying on the internet. That's what I want to see.
He's just, he did also say that he would come back to Grey's, and this was a couple years ago. He was like, I would come back to Grey's Anatomy if Ellen Pompeo left and I was the main character.
Oh, well. Luckily for him, the show is going to, the spinoff is Burke's Academy.
Yep.
Lucky for him. Yeah. He said that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And he's like still railing on like him getting kicked off the show. And I'm like, bro, it's been so long since this happened.
It's giving, I peaked at high school high school football player.
Yeah, he's like worked very little since then. I'm like, well, don't go on sets and like throw slurs around like it's nothing. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
And it's a bummer. It's a bummer when people suck.
It is. It's a bummer when people are racist, homophobic, sexist assholes.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you suck and sometimes I suck, but we're not.
Not any of those things.
Yeah, there's a difference. Don't suck, but also don't be terrible. Don't be a terrible person.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm mean to specific people whomst I know, but I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
Not going on Twitter and railing on complete strangers for no reason either.
Yeah. Yeah. So also we get some podcast burp. We get some funny scenes where Christina and Meredith are like basically talking to each other through voicemails.
Yeah, because they keep missing each other because of the time change and work and everything.
Yeah. There was one scene where Christina leaves a voicemail about loving Zurich and she's so busy, she's not going to have time to get chocolate. And Meredith's like, oh, I bet she's not going to have time to get chocolate. And then Christina says, I'm not going to have time to get chocolate. And then Meredith says, just get him on the airplane. And Christina says, well, I guess I could just get him at the airport. Something like that. So it's just cute. It's like they know each other. Yeah. It's so funny. I love it. Their dynamic is great. And then when Meredith answers the phone or listens to the voicemail from Christine about Burke being there, she's with Hunt at the table.
Yeah, he's like, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
She's like, oh my God, she got a standing ovation. And Owen's like, wow, I'm such a genius for making her go on this trip. Like, wow, Pat's on my back. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Owen. Shut the fuck up, Owen Hunt.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So what else? What else with them? Like, where do we go next? Because there's like a lot of like there's tension. There's tension a lot of this episode with them.
With
sexual tension, romantic tension.
Burke and Christina?
Unease. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of times when Carmen was like, they better not kiss. They better not fuck. I swear to God if they kiss. I swear to God if they fuck. Neither of which happened. So he did basically say, if we work together, like we could never work together because I would have to have sex with you, is essentially was my takeaway. Maybe that's same. Wrong.
Nope, that was my takeaway too.
But I do think that's a shitty thing to say if you're married.
Yes.
To the person you're not married to.
Yeah, they're sitting there in the office and they're talking and, well, they have that, again, very, like, close tension when she's looking at the heart and he's like, oh, it's an irregular valve, but also check this out, I can, like, have this hologram that we never have to go in blind on surgeries anymore, and also, you can, like, make an incision and see the action real time. Okay, cool, objectively, like, that's fucking
yes, dope. That is an incredible technology.
If that exists, super dope. I don't think it exists, but I don't know. Does,
but who's to say?
Yeah. So they're in the office and he's like, yo, come work here. Like, you could have whatever you like.
You like.
And it truly is. She's like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory situation. And she's like, is this a ploy? Like, are you trying to get me again? And he's like, dude, I have a wife. I have a kid. Do you have either of the receipts? Because there's like two kind of big monologues for for this.
Choop, choop, choop.
Also, the scene where they're looking at the diagram of the heart, I think is the first of two times they play different covers of Like a Virgin in this episode. Is that true?
Of Like a Virgin?
Yeah.
They definitely played one. No, they play it twice by two different covers, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
And did you make that connection?
I recognize that they have two different covers, but what was the connection?
The episode where they find out that Burke won the Harper Avery. Christina goes to the morgue and she's like, I'm going to harvest cadaver hearts all day. And she is down there and Lexi is with her. And she is just singing like a virgin by herself in the morgue.
Oh, no, I did not make that connection.
Yeah, they know what they're doing over there.
Remember Lexi?
I do. R.I.P.
They should bring her back.
Well, that one's a little trickier.
Well, no, she's definitely can come back as a different character.
Oh, one of those. I also like when Christina says, I have to make a phone call. And Preston says, go ahead, tell Meredith I said hello.
And gives her a wink. Diabolical wink.
I have... I don't think I have both of them. I have, do you think I want to work for you again? I never wanted to work for you. I wanted to be you. The best thing that ever happened to me was you walking away from our wedding. It made me stand on my own 2 feet. I am better for it. You are better for it. So why bring me here? Why offer me a job you know I can't resist? You're going to dangle a carrot and I'm supposed to chase it until you snatch it away. I don't want the job. And he says, are you done? She says, no. Now
long,
I am.
Long pause.
Yeah, long pause. I don't want you to work for me. Us working together would destroy my marriage, my life. The way I loved you was consuming, and eventually you would hold the carrot and I'd be chasing you. I have a family and a life that I want. I don't want you to work for me. You just offered me a job. I don't want you to work for me. I want you to take over for me. I'm leaving. Edra's parents are in Milan and she wants to be closer to them. She has made so many sacrifices to me for me, and I think it's time for me to do the same for her. Christina says, wait, wait. And he says, I have been wanting to leave for a while now, but I just haven't been able to find anyone that was willing, that I was willing to give the Institute to until now. Wait, you're offering me your hospital like you're Willy Wonka and you're handing me a chocolate factory? Cheer up, Charlie. This place is yours, Christina, if you want it. Do you?
Yeah, that was definitely the second round of stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
So. One.
Good writing.
Definitely great writing. Great scene, great acting, great delivery, great everything. Shitty that you are like, the only thing stopping me from ruining my marriage is us not working together.
Yeah. Us not being near to each other, essentially.
Also, I needed to rewatch that scene 4 times and then turn on the captions because I thought he said, her parents are mowing the lawn, so I need to live closer to them.
Oh my god. You're a person.
I'm a person. I just was like, what are you saying? And I was trying to rewatch that while on the train, so it was like kind of crazy. Even with my noise cancellation on, it was just hard to understand. So yeah, I had to turn the captions on to understand that. That one, but Milan to Milan from Zurich.
Okay, so here I think is the other one. Sit down, I'll order some dinner. Are you not hungry? Do you want me to come work here? That's what I said. Yes, Christina makes a sound. I no longer have the ability to interpret your noises. Again,
funny.
Arguably funny. Also, what's frustrating about this is like, again, he is a great actor, but also they do just have really great chemistry on scene, like on screen together. So it's like, dang, I do miss watching them act together. Like, why did you have to suck so bad? Anyways, is this some ploy to get me back in your life? Because I'm not interested. And then he turns the picture around, says, my wife, Edra, that's Simone, she's 5. Viviana just turned 4. I'm happy. Christina, Edra is the love of my life. She is my world. My family is my world. That's nice. I don't want you, Christina, and... okay, I don't mean it like it sounds. I mean, Edra wants to be a mom. She trained as a surgeon and she gave it up. She stays home and takes care of the kids. She's supportive of me, of my dreams. Christina says, well, that's good for you. I'm happy for you. When you do what you and I do, as fiercely as we do it, you need somebody that's willing to stay home and keep the home fires burning. That's the only way you and I are going to ever have someone. And she says, you don't know me anymore. I see your life has moved on. I want you to know mine has too. You're right, I don't know you, but I know you've become a magnificent surgeon and you've become everything I dreamed you'd be. You should be in a place like this. You should consider it.
That was, in fact, what I was hoping you would read. Yeah, when he said what we do so fiercely, someone needs to be at home to keep the home fires burning. Mm.
Yeah.
Sexual.
It's literally not.
Okay. I just think all burning fires are sexual.
And that's on you.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyways.
So, it definitely was like, I knew there had to be something. While I did see, I really didn't want them to have sex or kiss or either or both at the same time. I didn't think that that was going to be the ploy. I was hoping it wasn't the case. I'm glad it wasn't the case. I'm glad we have the closure. There's a lot of things kind of happening there. He left because, they never really talk about this, but they did have the miscarriage or the ectopic pregnancy. But he never shamed Christina the way that Owen shamed her.
Right, correct.
And he also never made it sound like he really wanted kids. Am I missing that? Did Burke always want a family?
I just don't think that was discussed. And I think he did know that in the season they were in with her as an intern, I definitely don't think that was going to be the vibe.
Yeah, definitely a little bit of a miss on their conversation piece there. They were the writers were filling in that gap for us as audience, I think. But it was good closure. I was very happy with it.
Yes, I mean, it's Burke. Burke's there. I also think when I was reading more to going down the rabbit hole of him coming back, I do think it's important to note that it does seem like he was only ever on set with Christina. Excuse me.
I don't know
if that's I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm really not. I just try and think we're back in 2014. It's been 7 years since he left. They're he's changed. He's learned a lesson. He has not. But we don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. Christina or Sandra Oh was very much on board with him coming back for the arc of Christina's storyline. So I think if you take that into consideration and kind of just think okay, they're well, how can we do this in a way that won't just recreate the issues we've already had with this man? But at the same time, allegedly Patrick Dempsey was also a huge turd on set. So they keep letting him be there with everybody. So who's to say?
Was he sexist or homophobic?
No, he was just a huge dick to literally everyone. And also allegedly having affairs.
Oh.
With allegedly who? People on set, I guess.
Mm. Was he married during that time?
Yes. And he still is.
To whom? Same person?
I believe yes.
Oh. To whom? While you look that up, let's do a... Okay. All right. Yes. Let's do a capitalism break. We'll be right back, and Kelsey will have an answer to the trivia of whom was Patrick Dempsey married to. Be right back. And we are back, and with the answer of to whom is Patrick Dempsey married, the answer is...
Patrick Dempsey is married to Gillian Fink.
Yes, I think that is correct.
1999. Because he was married to someone else who, if I'm remembering correctly, was his agent, and it was definitely some weird grooming situation, because it was she was significantly older than he was, and she was his agent when he first started acting. But he's been with whoever I just said since 1999, Gillian Fink, who is I believe she does, I believe she has her own hair and makeup line, but I'm not positive.
I need to look her up. Jillian.
Don't.
I can't look at her?
Well, I just like don't know if it's going to show anything about Patrick Dempsey that would be spoilies.
Ugh. Can't look at anything. Oh, yeah.
In January 2015, Fink filed for divorce, but they reconciled later in that year. So.
Something happening. Something nefarious. Allegedly. I'll never understand the cheating. I just won't.
Yeah.
So the. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So yeah. Also weird storyline. They're like, we've got 49 printers. I had to send one back because one was bad. Look at me. I have return receipts.
Well, I'm like. To me, I'm like, yes, things go bad in everyone's lives, not just mine. Other people's printers also don't work.
That well, is what she looks like.
Yeah, I don't recognize her.
Well, no, you wouldn't. She's not a famous person.
She's famous enough.
She's married to Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, but you said she also owns a something.
Does she like has like she is a makeup and hair artist, so she like has a line of products, but that's like think of all the products you use and like tell me how many faces you can associate with those products.
Hair
specifically. I'm just saying, like it doesn't. Yeah, it's not the assumption that oh, I would definitely know what she looks like.
Yeah, zero. Okay. So, okay, I imagine that there are either questions or reactions or conversations that happened in Discord and on Patreon that were revolving around this episode. I'm just glad that we got here without any spoilies.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the things going on behind the scenes, and what other questions do we have? And also, what other thoughts do you have? Because I think I have all the thoughts that I wanted to put out
those
there for
are,
this.
I mean, just I think a great we covered
chemistry.
All the thoughts.
Great chemistry, yeah. Great episode, great acting.
I think it's just more about like kind of seeing what's next. I don't know. Yeah, that I can really get into anything more behind the scenes without giving spoilies.
What were some of the other reaction pieces from our Discord of us getting to this point? And were you telling people that we were watching it as we were doing it?
No. But everyone knew we were going to watch it together. And they were all very excited that we got to watch an episode where something actually happens. Something of substance of that was substantial.
Well, the last time we recorded together in person was Gary Clark.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we technically didn't record this one in person. But we did watch it together.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think, you know, people were just excited to get somewhere where something big was happening and, like, know that you would have no idea that that man was coming back. Because why would you?
And no one died.
The green screen was pretty bad. Oh, we didn't really talk about this. When they want Christina to contest the ward and she's like, that's embarrassing.
It is a little embarrassing. It is. But I understand where they're coming
from.
It
looks like it's like I'm pitching a fit.
It's justified. But it's just like she would never have done it if she didn't know that she should have
won.
She's
not doing it. She says no. The thing is, it would be one thing if you could like do it not publicly. But like it's kind of the implication is that like well, everyone would know. So what's the point?
Also, there was one moment towards the beginning of the episode when Christina makes a purse. Oh, because Owen's like, hey, the Cleveland Clinic really wants you. And she's like, what? Was the person who actually won the Harper Avery not available? And she's like, wah, stop making it make me feel better about it. I feel like she's implying that she is pissed off that she lost. But like, I really can't read it because I go back to that scene where she's just in the shower with her clothes on and Owen's like, you won. And then she walks out and it's like, what is happening? Are you upset that you didn't win or not?
Well, yeah, I think she is. But I think she's like, don't try and make me feel better. Like, just let me live in it. It's
fine.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Okay. Questions. Would you appeal the award decision if you found out that information?
Yes.
No. Because, again, it's embarrassing to throw a fit because you didn't get something.
She didn't. It's not that she didn't get something. It looks like. It's that she had it stolen from her.
Right. But no one else knows that.
I would do it.
Yeah, that's not surprising to me at all. Because you're going to throw a fit if you don't get an award.
If I have an award stolen from me that I earned, yes.
Even if you didn't have that information, would you contest it?
No, if I didn't have the information, I wouldn't contest it. No, I wouldn't. If I didn't have the information, I would assume that the jury was
Committee.
The selection committee was unbiased.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say dumbasses.
No.
What do you think Burke's initial intent was bringing her to Zurich before he said it? Like, gosh, what did you think it was before
he... A spider almost just ate me. I see a spider. Mm. I don't know what it's trying to do.
It's trying to live.
No. Get away from me, spider.
Can you answer the question?
Say it again.
What did you think that Burke's initial intent was before he said it? Like, with the reason that he brought her to Zurich.
So I was thinking it was something around he wanted to fund her research. He wanted to be the one who was funding the research, but, like, my hospital gets the credit for it kind of situation. Like, in Casino Royale, when James Bond beats the villain, but the guy with the CIA money, he's like, I don't care about the money as long as we bring him in. That's what it felt like. He's like, I don't care about the money as long as we get the award credit.
Yeah. When did you realize it was Burke? We kind of talked on this a little bit. Then Zoe said, based on Christina's reaction to his question during his presentation, do you think she knew right away? The way Sandra Oh plays it, I feel like Christina knows that voice in her bones, but could not believe that it was him at first, which I agree with. I think it was like, that's Burke, but, like, literally there's no way.
Yeah, that was kind of how I felt, because, again, it did sound like Russell a little bit at the beginning, but then they have the silhouette, and I'm like, that looks like Burke, but surely Burke's not going to be on this show. Surely I'm not about to see Burke's face.
Yeah.
And then I see Burke's face. So I didn't realize it was Burke until I saw Burke's face.
Yeah.
Now that I watch it, it makes sense.
How big an eye roll did you do during the glowing holographic heart?
Zero, actually. I think that's pretty cool.
It is cool conceptually. I definitely think it does seem, I feel like now, maybe something, there's somebody somewhere working on some version of that. And really what gets me is when they, like, grab it and turn it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay,
that
you
was
wouldn't
cringy.
Be doing that.
They wouldn't, like...
You would control it, like, to rotate it on a screen or something. You wouldn't be able to just reach your hand into the air and grab a computer animation.
And, like, hand fuck each other while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does seeing Burke again renew your hope that you might see other characters again that you thought were off the show? Who are you hoping will make another cameo? Well, you did just say Lexi should come back, so.
Yes. Yes, it renews my hope. I have hope that we will see every character, Lexi, Mark, George, come back. I think Izzy's still alive. Izzy can come back anytime. Ava can come back anytime she wants. Any of these people can come back. Thatcher. Ellis could come back. Denny can come back. Dylan can come. Anyone can come back.
That's what the show has established, truly. Like, that is... The show has set that precedent.
So
dead people have already come back. Alive people have already come back. Like, there's no rules.
Yeah.
Nothing.
The only person who I don't want to come back is Sloane.
What if she did? What if she came back and she was like, I went to medical school and now I'm a doctor?
I'd be like, okay. Not touching my medical needs.
Yeah.
You're not violating my HIPAA.
Don't you violate my HIPAA. I think that was it. Okay, that's all the questions. So, yeah. I think we've done most of the predictions. I mean, what do you think Christina's going to do?
I think she's going to take it. I think that it makes sense that this storyline arc comes to a conclusion and Shonda, as she's leaving, says, fuck you, I've taken Christina. Christina is no longer in the show. Mm. But I also don't want to see Christina go. I think we talked about this, that at one point I did have a spoiler that I know Christina leaves the show only because someone had told me that she leaves the show. So maybe this is it. I was hoping for a couple more seasons. Maybe we do have a couple more seasons, but I think she leaves the show. I think this is it. I think that there's one red herring on the residence. I don't think there's a red herring on the Christina leaving.
Yeah. When do you think we'll find out?
It's going to be the season finale. That'll be her send-off.
Okay, and how do you think they'll do it?
I imagine it'll be very similar to the series end of Scrubs. And
that
she will have
means nothing to me. You're going to have to expand.
She'll have she'll have the whole hospital be there to see her off in some capacity. A very nice montage.
Love a good montage.
Big fan of the montages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we haven't had a main character go out with love and alive. Maybe Christina's the first.
Well, she is the best.
She is one of the characters in the show, yes.
She is the best character in the show. Who at this point do you think is the best character in the show?
Best character in the show. Man, that is hard, actually.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I want to guess Miranda Bailey on your behalf.
I think singular characters, honestly, singular character arcs and overall enjoyment might be either Bailey, Callie, or honestly, Meredith has come a long way in my books.
Meredith, they give her a great arc. I'm just like, she's never been as compelling to me as so many of the other ones have.
Totally. She's in a compelling season right now for me.
Yeah. But I do like watching her transition into motherhood. I do love watching her be mad at Derek.
Yeah. Yeah. But as a tandem, a couple, Joe and Alex together are my favorite right now.
But where are you on Callie in Arizona? Because for a while they were your favorites also.
Yeah, Joe and Alex have them beat right now.
Yeah, that's fair. What about Owen and Christina? Do you love them together so much?
I fucking get so far away from Owen.
I know.
Go to Zurich, if just to be away from
just
Owen.
Just to put distance.
6,000 miles.
It's got to be more than that.
So, yeah, but Christina definitely is up there.
I don't want to show you the promo for this because it does have spoilers for future episodes, because like shows, especially at this time, would do that thing where they show you trailers and it's got things from like the next 5 episodes and you're like, why are you showing me that?
Okay.
But they do, I mean, they spoil the Burke thing.
Dumb.
They're like, He was the love of her life. 7 years ago, he left her at the altar. Now he's back. And it's just like, why are you doing that? Because the way it's shot, it is a great reveal. Like, to you, someone who went in blind, it is a great reveal. So it's like, why? We all knew he was coming back well before this episode came out. Not even because of the trailer, but because there were, like, articles about how they were bringing him back for an episode or two. Like, no one knew details. They were just like, we know he's back on the set. It was crazy.
Yeah, I would have been really pissed off if that was taken from me.
Yeah.
That was a good reveal. Good reveal.
Yeah. So let's rate this episode.
Okay.
I'm going to say 4.7. Maybe 4.4. Actually, 4.4.
I think I'm at a 4.6.
Yeah.
4.5, 4.6. 4.4 to 4.6, I can be convinced up or down a percentage point.
The reveal of Beck is a jaw dropper. If you remove the behind the scenes stuff, again, it's like a rabbit hole situation. There's so much to get into. If you take it at face value for Preston Burke is back, the man who left Christina at the altar is back. The reveal is shocking. The acting is incredible. The writing is amazing. The closure that it brings to both the characters and the audience is really great. The storytelling is just really well done in this episode. Everything with, like, Jackson and April and Richard, love it. Everything with Amelia, love it. Yeah. I like it. It's setting up things well without being just, like, kind of a stepping stone episode, which, need to exist sometimes. But this is a landmark episode.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything really that I could add to that. I think it was very well acted, very well written, very well executed, all things considered.
Mm-hmm.
And it is creating what's going to happen next? And that's going to create this, is Christina leaving? I think it creates a good plot, or
it's a
cliffhanger. Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was like, what's the plot twist? What's a pothole plot twist?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger. Neither of those are close. Yeah, so I want to see what happens next, obviously. So,
well, while we're in predictions, what about Jackson and April? You still think that's all just going to work out?
Yep, we're so good. It's all going to work out. Oh, when she's like, well, what about the name Phoebe? And he's like, Phoebe Freebie, slutty. But like, oh, no, it's cute. Super cute. Super cute. There's an episode of Scrubs where they're coming up with a girl name for Carla and Turk.
Turk.
And she's like, what about the name Honor? I like the name Honor. And he's like, yeah, I got Honor. You got Honor. We all got Honor.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's your unborn daughter. So it's just, names are funny, you know?
Yeah, you got to, like, think about, like, what's the shittiest thing a kid can do with this name?
Yeah. What is the worst thing that a boy will say about this?
People used to be like, ha-ha, Werner, Wiener, and I would just be like, that's not my last name. Can you not read? Even in, like, third grade, I was like, that's not how you spell Wiener. Do you need help?
They did. And now they're in therapy.
I hope they are.
Yeah, I did not like my name growing up. People were like, Carmen, Carmel, Carmen's a girl's name. Yeah. Where in the world is Carmen San Diego? And I was like, it was annoying to have to listen to that stuff, but like none of that was like offensive.
Yeah, it's not even a good insult. That's why I'm like, sorry, Wyatt, people are going to tell you you have a boy's name. Sorry, my name was spelled wrong by everybody for all of eternity, and I'm fine. Medium.
You know, I default in emails that I'm typing to people named Kelsey with a C, and I'm like, fuck.
I love to be that change in people.
You're that change in me. All I got. I think I'm done. I think I'm ready for you to go to bed.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I have narcolepsy. Well, not officially yet, but I'm very close to a real diagnosis of narcolepsy. So. So we're doing our best. But yeah, I think that's it. That's a good episode. So excited we got to watch this together. It was a good time. Eventually,
that was dope. And with Kelly clips. And yes. Jess.
I know. What a good time. I will get the clips spliced together to share with everybody so everyone can enjoy the moments with us. It was lovely. It was fun. I wish Carmen and Jessica lived here so we could do it all the time. It would be so fun.
I'm working on it.
You guys, I'm working on it. I found the perfect house for them. Just have to find them jobs and win the lottery for them.
Honestly, you don't even need to find us a job if you win us the lottery.
Yeah, but what if I just find you the job? Then can I stop?
Stop.
Because I found the house and I find the job. It feels like you guys got to do a little bit. You know?
If you find the house and find the job.
I did find the house. That house is perfect. Oh, that's right.
Well, if it's still available.
Yeah, it did just get listed. I'm hoping that they drop it down several thousands of dollars and the perfect job comes across and that just the two will align.
And the they don't sell it until they sell it to me.
So nicely. Right. Correct. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone say a little prayer for that. Okay. So thank you guys so much for listening. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Give us a share. Email graysacademypod@gmail.com. Follow us everywhere, Grey's Academy Pod. You can go to graysacademypod.com to find links to literally everything that we have. Everywhere we are, please tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody in the world ever that we have, that you like this podcast and that you think they should listen to it. And then tell them to tell everyone that they know as well. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, just remember,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much and we'll see you all in the next one.